Hello, everybody. This is the House of Dark, and welcome to a new episode of Real Talk. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. We're going in. Okay, for those who don't know, today, I think it was officially today, they just released, Fox released their final X-Men film. Actually, is it the final? Yeah, I will say final. It came out November of, it got pushed back because there's all this stuff that's happening. But it got pushed to November of 2020, The New Mutants, made by Fox Entertainment. It is the final X-Men film next to Dark Phoenix that was made and produced by Fox before Disney bought, you know, Disney was able to acquisition all Fox's, like, assets, which includes all of the X-Men characters. Oh my, I am so mad. My body heat. I am so hot with anger about this movie. Okay, so, and I'm just gonna let you guys know, I'm spoiling everything about this movie so you don't have to go through it. Number one, it's an hour and a half long, which, by the way, for an X-Men film, that's kind of short. Especially if you're introducing new characters, it's kind of short. Okay, it is, I know it's Fox. Everyone's like, you know, Dave, what do you expect? It's Fox. You know, they didn't do well with all the X-Men movies and stuff like that. But, like, I'm going to tell you guys, like, the X-Men movies when it came out in 2000 were inaccurate, but they were still entertaining outside of, like, the Wolverine solo films were trash. I'll just admit it. The Wolverine almost made it, but the ending was so stupid. It almost made it. The first class movies, I actually liked. I know people didn't like Apocalypse. I liked Apocalypse. People had issues with Dark Phoenix. For what it's worth, it actually wasn't horrible. You know, considering what it could have been. And I will say it again. It's not X-Men The Last Stand 2.0. Anyone who says that was not paying attention. But when New Mutants came out, I read that New Mutants is officially the worst X-Men movie to date. So I didn't jump to see it right away. I was like, all right, I'll wait. And I wasn't like super excited, you know, considering like, wait, there's like the New Mutants. We're missing like a lot of characters for New Mutants. And, you know, they gave us a base. So for those who don't know, you're technically following the life of Danny Moonstone. For those who do not know, Danny Moonstone in the comics is known as Mirage. She's a Native American character who has mutant abilities, which includes telepathy. She's an empath. She has psionic, she can use psionic, create these psionic neural arrows that can, like, shock nervous system of people. And she has the ability to communicate with animals and stuff like that. So she manifests and she gets taken to this facility that is ran by Cecilia Reyes. First of all, just to be clear, I'm gonna defend Cecilia Reyes as a character. Not in the movie, as a comic book character. She would never have done this. Cecilia Reyes in the comics was a Puerto Rican doctor and lived in the Bronx who was a mutant, and Xavier found out that she was a mutant, tried to recruit her to be part of the X-Men, and she didn't want to at the time, but she wanted everyone to know she wanted to hide her mutant abilities or the status that she was a mutant because she was an emergency doctor or like emergency surgeon or something like that, ER surgeon or something like that. So during the Operation Zero Tolerance comics is when you get her to be introduced. The Sentinels attacked her. X-Men saved her from being attacked by these Sentinels that look like people. And eventually, he recruited her to help save the X-Men and stop Bastion from literally, like, running the world. Eventually, she joined the X-Men, and, you know, she had, like, ups and downs in her career, but she eventually became, you know, she stayed with the X-Men for a while. It helped her. She got her powers to, and she was able to control her powers more and things like that. So she's an actual good guy. They took her, turned her into a villain in this movie where she's literally working for Essex Corporation. For those who know who don't recognize the name Essex, Essex is the last name of Nathaniel Essex, aka Mr. Sinister. And so in the X-Men movie universe by Fox, Essex Corporation literally pretty much does what you think it is. They find mutants, take their DNA, recruit them, turn them into weapons. They essentially created X-23 in the Fox universe and things like that. So, and in Logan, they're the ones who are chasing Wolverine and stuff like that. It's so, oh, anyways. Cecilia Reyes works for Mr. Sinister to find these young mutants, recruit them, not even recruit them, literally abduct them, put them in a facility, condition them, and then transport them to his facility. They're like, it's like a preconditioning facility before they send them to the other one to where he can use them to turn them into weapons. That's part of the plot right there. By the way, I'm ruining this. Like I said, I'm ruining this for everybody so they don't have to see it. It's so bad. So my immediate problem with this movie, they ruin everybody's backstory. Everybody's from Cecilia Reyes to Danny, to Ileana, who's Magik, who that's Colossus' younger sister, to Roberto, who is Sunspot, to Sam, who is Cannonball, to Rain, who is Wolfbane. They took parts of their backstory and they changed it completely. Like, they literally turned everybody into murderers. They literally turned everybody into murderers to justify them all being in this facility. Like, she killed this minister who called her a witch. But Rain Sinclair killed her minister and called her a witch. Which, by the way, she didn't do in the comics. The minister that adopted her ended up being her real father, but, like, hated her because of his funky past. And then chased her out of town when they found out she was a mutant. Ileana didn't kill anybody in the comics. Matter of fact, she was a victim. She got abducted. She went into Limbo, which is this, like, alternate universe. There's all kinds of stuff. Like, her story is crazy. Roberto, he injured somebody. He didn't kill anyone, but he did injure somebody after he was being, like, literally assaulted at a soccer game. Sam actually didn't murder anyone. He saved people in a cave-in, in a coal mine. His powers manifested, actually saved people's lives. So they turned most of these characters into murderers. And we're not even going to get to the fact what they did with Danny. Okay. Turn them all into murderers to justify them all being in this facility. They all believe they're being conditioned to be ready to become X-Men. Cecilia convinced them that they're all being, like, trained and conditioned to, like, control their powers in such a way to where they can be recruited by Xavier to be X-Men. Like, dead serious. That's what they think. Kind of find out they're being conditioned and be trained to be recruited by Mr. Sinister's company to turn them into weapons. That's what's happening. And not only that, here's more to it. Not only that, there's this giant, now Danny's being chased by this giant demon bear, apparently. And that you end up finding out in the movie destroys her entire reservation because she's Cheyenne. She's Cheyenne. Which includes her father. And then you find out later in the movie that this bear is a manifestation of her fear. So her mutant abilities had created this bear that just so we all understand this here, destroyed her entire town full of people that she, her neighbors, her friends, her family, and is chasing her to this facility. So they turned her into a murderer. And come to find out that the bear, by the way, if you go look up the bear in the six, he's a real entity. In the comics, she thought it was a manifestation of her powers, of her fears and stuff, but it's actually a real bear that actually feeds off negative emotions. It was chasing her specifically because he wanted to use her body or use her powers, and, like, it enslaved her parents and stuff like that. And then when Magik, Ileana, helped kill the bear, it saved everybody that was enslaved. So her parents were not even dead in the comics. She didn't kill them. And it just, like, they literally just turn, and the horror aspect of the movie is just her empathic powers kicking in. Cause when you're an empath, means you can sense the feelings of people. Not only that, but you can, like, literally amplify those emotions, whether it's happiness, anger, fear. But she also has the ability to literally have people turn their most traumatic moments in her life on them. So, like, all the weird, scary stuff are like the characters, like, traumatic situations coming back. So, like, every moment where, like, supposedly something bad happened, which, by the way, did not happen in the comics, were made in this movie to create the scary aspect of the movie. By the way, all that's trash. Ileana has a hand puppet that's Lockheed. And comes to find out that it's some kind of magic manifestation. Cause she's a victim of something. All she knows is that there's like these people who I guess abduct her, which could technically be like they all have these crazy smiley faces. They're all evil looking guys. They're like a bunch of Slendermen. That's what they look like. But they're just evil manifestations of these people who did what we don't know what to her. They don't really imply. But like she says Limbo, which by the way, Limbo in the comics is a alternate dimension that she went to, that she was abducted to, but I forget the villain's name. And where she was stuck there for like several years. And so when she came back to the 616 universe, she was like 13 when she should technically still be 6. But Limbo in the movie is her happy place, or ends up becoming her dimensional, like pocket dimension where she goes to be safe. And in that pocket dimension, Lockheed is a psychological manifestation for her. Lockheed, by the way, for anybody who doesn't know, is a real character in the Marvel universe. Lockheed is a dragon from a distant galaxy who in the process on this hive planet that was taken over by the Brood met Kitty Pryde, aka Shadowcat, befriended her, and then joined her in all of her adventures. Not once in the comics was he kicking it with Ileana. It was always Shadowcat. Every once in a while, he would like take off and go do his own thing, because he's sentient. He's an intelligent like alien dragon, and he would go take off, then he would come back and help her out and join her when she was with the Excalibur. When she was part of the Marauders, he joined her when she was a part of the Marauders. You know, things like that. So he's always around. Why is he with Ileana? And why is he a hand puppet? Everything's so bizarre in this movie. And it was just like nothing really like, and like, cause so you start finding out about everybody's past because they're reliving their traumatic things. And part of it's because of, Danny's powers kicking in, cause she's just manifest. And so you get to relive all their like situations, which by the way, Ileana still doesn't make sense. They really don't clarify what happened. But everybody else is clear, like, you know, Roberto or Sunspot killed his girlfriend with his powers, which did not happen in the comics, by the way. Sam or Cannonball killed his dad when he was in the coal mine, which, by the way, did not happen in the comics. Rain Sinclair killed this preacher who called her a witch and branded her with, literally a branding iron. First of all, a branding iron with a W on it. Like, that's very specific. And, like, how did he own that? But branded her on her back with a W because he called her a witch. Which also, by the way, didn't happen in the comics, and she didn't kill him in the comics. It's just like, you know, like, it was just like, they constantly kept making everybody murderers just to justify stuff. It was so, it made me so mad. It made me so mad. And now I understand why I was reading stuff. People were saying it was a waste of talent. Like, everybody who's in the movie, they did a good job playing their character. Well, here's the problem. I don't know why Ileana was a jerk. They made her like mean girls. They, as soon as like Danny shows up to the facility, she's mean to her. Like immediately for no reason. It was just like, it was unnecessary. You know, everybody else kind of like, Roberto was a little tooly, but like eventually you got over it with him. Ileana took like literally 90% of the film before she finally kind of like stopped being a butt. It was so unnecessary. You're all victims. Why are you taking it out on her? So stupid. Like the fight scene at the end with the giant bear with Ileana thrown down, everyone kind of like using her powers was kind of cool. But that's it. That's the only good part. Seeing Cannonball's powers done in real life was cool to me. Because I'm a Cannonball fan. I have always liked Sam. Seeing Ileana's powers and with her sword, her sword and stuff like that, because she's a mutant with magic abilities. She's another like Scarlet Witch. Although officially, Scarlet Witch isn't a mutant anymore. Whatever. Anyways, so it was cool to see her like teleport and use the sword and stuff like that. Even though Lockheed's not hers, it was cool to see Lockheed. But it was just like, but everything about this movie was trash. And the fact that they turned Cecilia Reyes into a villain was the dumbest. You could have used anybody. It didn't have to even be a named character. And I was just like, I feel like they thought they could just throw in Cecilia Reyes and think like some of us wouldn't notice that you put in Cecilia Reyes as a villain. We wouldn't know you did that. I'm so mad. I was like, I don't know why everyone's mad about it. I hate this movie. It's actually a good time. No, it's not. It is not. There's nothing good about it. It was so bad. Nothing made sense. Here's like I said, I'm gonna put it like this. Essex Corporation or Mr. Sinister's like you know, his own company grabbing mutants and turning them into weapons and stuff like that, I'm okay with that. If you want, at the end of the day, if you want Mr. Sinister's own people be the villain, that's fine. But they really didn't do anything, like, you know what I mean? It was just like, it was so, there was no real back, and then you just threw in this bear. It was just, the bear was literally the most, like, anticlimactic part of this movie. Like, it was the most unnecessary aspect of the movie. And then come to find out, at the end of it all, it was just her fear manifested because of her powers. She walked up to the bear and says, "We're good, bear!" Puts her hand on its nose, and then it disappears, and everybody's friends now. What?! It's your fault! You killed everybody at your reservation. You destroyed this whole facility. Now, granted, they were captive. They were technically victims anyways. But it was just like, oh, the bear was so stupid. The bear part was so dumb. It wasn't even a real villain. Are you trying to M. Night Shyamalan on us? Plot twist, it's her fear. Nobody wants that. Stupid. Oh, I'm so mad. And I think what makes me even angrier about it is that they took these characters and changed them here's the thing. The whole thing about being a mutant in the Marvel 616 is to not be afraid of who you are. And that, like, while, you know, people may fear you because you're different, it's not a bad thing to be different. This movie literally made it like, oh man, yeah, y'all killed people. But you know what? That doesn't mean you're bad. Oh my God. Are we seriously doing this? What? We're just going to overlook that you just literally turned every character into a murderer and then like, well, you know, as long as y'all get to, you know, as long as you're all friends. It was so, I mean, I'm not saying like some characters didn't accidentally hurt people, because Roberto did accidentally hurt somebody when he manifested, but that wasn't like by choice. But like every character, like, you know, it would just end like, and actually, Sam was a hero because he used his powers and saved everybody that was in the cave-in. Instead, now you turn him into like a murderer. I'm like, it was so bizarre. And the one common denominator that's missing in all these characters' lives was Charles Xavier. Because when you read all of their backstories, they all eventually met with Charles Xavier, and he recruited them, helped them get their powers. They turned into being X-Men. Eventually, they joined like Rain joining the X-Factor, you know, Sam, and I think Danny and the joining X-Force, you know what I mean? And Cynthia Roberto, they joined the X-Force, you know what I mean? It was like, they all eventually became like legitimate superheroes because of Charles Xavier. And instead, you turned it into this whole, I was so mad. I'm so irritated. This movie, I'm like, and I know it's Fox, and Fox tends to butcher stuff, but this is like, they went so far left with this. It was so bad. It's like, you were not trying to do a good job. You did, you know, it's almost like, they didn't even try. That's why that movie, why you think this movie was an hour and a half? They didn't know what they were doing. They're like, I guess we could do it like this. You know, let's officially make this a horror film, but not make it a horror film. It wasn't even really a horror film. I saw someone put like, gave it like a 5 out of 10. No. Bring that sucker down. I am super critical about this because it's not only is it an X-Men film, but you screwed up so bad with these characters. It was appalling. I'm so upset. We're giving this bad boy a 2. This is a solid 2 out of 10. You know, I'm so mad. Y'all don't understand. I don't want none of you guys to watch this movie. Do not watch this movie. I did this for you guys. I took the bullet for you guys for this movie. It's so bad. I'm so mad. Anyways, you guys, this is a House of Darkner real talk about New Mutants, the New Mutants. 2 out of 10. Do not even touch this movie. I'm so bad. I gotta go. I need some water. I need to go for a walk, do some push-ups. I don't know what. I need to walk away from this. This is a House of Darkner. I gotta go. I need a soda or something. Oh, no.